This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. MUT's key committee chairpersons applaud MUT's governance turnaround following unqualified audit opinion. And in other news, kuxoshwe sonkontileka ehlula umsebenzi ka 73 million rands. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. The chairpersons of the Audit and Risk Committee, Ms. Sipati Bolton and Mr. Lwazi Zondi, and the Finance and Investment Committee of the Mangosuthu University of Technology Council have commended the Vice Chancellor, Executive Management, and the entire university community following the institution's achievement of an unqualified audit opinion, describing it as a culmination of a focused governance and institutional turnaround strategy. The achievement presents a significant improvement from previous year's disclaimer audit opinion and reflects the university's commitment to strengthening governance, accountability, internal controls, and financial management. From the FIC point of view, this achievement reflects the power of disciplined financial stewardship, strengthened governance, and unwavering accountability. It is a milestone that positions MUT for sustainable growth and renewed stakeholder confidence. The committee further acknowledged the leadership of Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal, Professor Rochelle Song, and Executive Management for fostering a culture in which governance, ethical leadership, and financial stewardship became shared institutional responsibilities. Responding to the committee's acknowledgement, the Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal, Professor Song, expressed appreciation for the guidance provided by Council and its governance committees throughout the turnaround process. In other news, iBhantshi Gcwalimoya kusonkontileka ohlule ukuphuthula ngesikhathi umsebenzi ka 73 million rands wokwakhiwa kwesikole saseWaterloo eThekwini, iSibongi Nhlanhla Primary School. Kwakhiwa kwale sikole kuvela ukuthi kuqale ngo-September ka-2023 kunombandela ukuthi kumele sibe sesiphothuliwe ngo-August wakulonyaka okuyinto engeke isenzeka. Esitatimendeni umphathiso womsebenzi yomphakathi kanye nengqalasizinda KwaZulu-Natal, uMnumzane Martin Mayor uthe badumele kakhulu njengoba bethole ukuthi umsebenzi osaphothuliwe ungalinganiswa no-50% nje kuphela. Umnyango unqamule inkontileka nosonkontileka ngoJulayi 7 uthe ukulibaziseka kokwakhiwa kwesikole sekuze kuholela nasekutheni imali ezosetshenziswa igcine senyukile yazafinyelela ku-84 million rands. And finally, Stella Shozi celebrates a lobola in style. Durban-born socialite and media personality Sithelo Shozi is officially off the markets following a lobola celebrations in Newcastle, KwaZulu-Natal. Videos of the lobola celebration have been circulating online, showing Shozi glowing as a new makoti. From the videos, the masked singer SA detective had three different outfits as she celebrated a lobola with her loved ones. One of her outfits, a figure-hugging dress, had many fans doing double takes to see if she was really expecting another child with her fiancé. Shozi is engaged to South African-based Zimbabwean businessman Kudzai James Makhura, who proposed during a lavish holiday in Italy in April. Fans have wasted no time in congratulating Shozi on the conclusion of her lobola and the expansion of her family. Shozi has three children, a boy from her previous relationship, Makosini Maseko, aka Lordfell, and two girls with Andile Mpisane. Shozi hasn't shared pictures of her celebrations online yet, but she posted on her Instagram stories that she was tired as though she was getting married. Now let's recap our top stories this hour. MUT's key committee chairpersons applaud MUT's governance turnaround following unqualified audit opinion. And iXoshwe sonkontileka ehlula umsebenzi ka 73 million rands. And that was all from myself this morning. Get your next news bulletin on the Hangouts this afternoon. For MUT Radio News, I am Mncedisi Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.